No, sir, said John. And if anybody has said that about James, I don't believe it. I never had a pleasanter, more honest young man in this stable. The master smiled, and looked across at James, who was standing by the door. James, I'm glad John's opinion of you agrees with my own, he said. I've had a letter from my wife's brother, Sir Clifford Williams. He wants me to find him an honest young groom who knows what he's doing. The man who drives his carriage is getting old, and needs a young man who will work with him and be able to do his job one day. How old are you?
19 next May, sir, said James.
That's young. What do you think, John?
It is young, sir, said John. But he's tall and strong. He doesn't have much experience of driving, but he has a light touch and a quick eye.
Well, James, said the master, talk to your mother at dinner time, and let me know what you want to do. A few days later, it was agreed that James would go to Clifford Hall in a month or 6 weeks, and for the next few weeks he drove the carriage. We went in and out of town, through busy streets, and to the railway station, where the road was narrow, and there were lots of other carriages hurrying to and from the station. Then my master and mistress decided to visit some friends who lived about 75 kilometres from our home.
You can drive us, James, said my master.